Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll grab a couple of calls here before we run out of patience talking about a game that many people did not care about. And I'm just not going to beat you over the head. I just had an interesting conversation with Grant and Danny during the top of the hour. And I was saying, look, I went back and I watched a bunch of the game over. But I did not see a lot of the game live. I cared much, much, much more about the rest of the league. Chargers, Kansas City, Buffalo, New England, Chicago, Cleveland. Well, those games that were being played at that time, I mean, I would have cared about Philly and Vegas, but the game was over. Before you knew it. Like, it's just hard to watch a game that means nothing to you as a fan, right? Like, I can appreciate and understand, as we've said for the last 2 hours, why players and coaches need that validation. I can appreciate that. I can respect that. That doesn't mean I've got to care. That doesn't mean that. Even doing what I do, he was like, well, you got to talk about it. No, I don't. I mean, I've talked about it. But, like, it's not what we normally do on a Monday because it doesn't matter. Quite honestly, it does not matter. I mean, it's as simple as I can make it. And that's not being rude. That's just me being honest. And if I'm not being honest, what am I being? Right? You get the point. So I don't apologize. I don't apologize for being kind of like, nice that they won, but what does it do for me? For me, as a fan, as an observer, as somebody who has to talk about this, of course, normally a win is better than a loss. But if the win is more problematic, if the win hurts just as much as it helps, which is clearly the case, then I don't think I'm required to break down every little nook and cranny, every little nitty-gritty about a game that, again, a lot of fans probably didn't even say, oh, I have to be on my couch at 1 o'clock. Now, I'm sure there were plenty that were. But there had to be, on a very cold Sunday, near Christmas, a bunch of people out at holiday parties, out shopping, doing things, putting up lights, whatever it might be. And who am I to blame you? I would never blame you for that. Never. All right, let's go to Mitch in Jersey before we move on. We'll get Bill in Arlington after that. What's up, Mitch? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Happy holiday.
Same to you, Mitch.
Right. I really want them to lose for the higher draft choice. And I'll leave with this. I'm tired of seeing all these injuries. It's too many games on Thursdays. Cincinnati, how can that score any points with Joe Burrow quarterback? They might as well just trade and get like two or three number ones. I'm thinking about the Rams. And what about maybe the Reds? Commanders can trade for their defensive end.
Trey Hendrickson?
It escapes me. Hendrickson, what do you think?
Well, Hendrickson's been hurt all year. Hendrickson's been hurt all year, number one. Number two, he's a free agent after this year. I can't imagine they're going to put the franchise tag on him because that's been a hostile relationship to begin with. Now, maybe they do, just trying to get some leverage. I don't know. I got to be honest with you, after an injury-plagued year and at his age, I don't have a whole lot of desire to add a Trey Hendrickson at this point. And I wasn't even in on him, you know, when he was before this year, because of what you were going to have to pay him and what you were going to have to pay them. So I'm looking to get a 26, 27-year-old pass rusher that hopefully is coming into his prime as opposed to a 30 or a 31-year-old.
Oh, I didn't realize he was that old. Oh, I'll switch with him, but I guess it's up to him in terms of being an athlete.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Cincinnati can never get over the hump. They come out, they draft some good quarterbacks, but they never get over the hump.
Well,
you know,
that's part of the problem. Like, yeah. Joe Burrow can be upset all he wants, and certainly, like, you know, people thought he was thinking about quitting and all this stuff. I guess Diana Russini wrote something over the weekend that he wasn't.
That's a joke.
That it was just he was frustrated and he wants to win. Well, that's great. But here's how you win in the NFL. You don't win by making a ton of money at quarterback and then asking two top wide receivers to make top tier money as well. That's not how you win in the NFL. So to me, that's kind of Joe Burrow's fault as well. You know, like, I'm not saying it's all Joe Burrow's fault. I'm not saying it's mostly Joe Burrow's fault. But he wanted those guys to get paid top dollar. And he wanted to get paid top dollar. So to me, like, at some point, you got to say, look, dude, if you truly want to win, it's about building a team and the best win team possible. And you maintaining your health and you maintaining your excellent play. And for whatever reason, Joe Burrow hasn't been able to do all that.
Well, he didn't know if it's a line. I guess the days of having two good wide receivers, like the Miami days with Dan Marino, Clayton and Duper, I believe the names
are. Yeah, Clayton and Duper, right.
And Jerry Rice.
Well,
Jerry
sure.
Rice.
Yeah, but you didn't have a salary cap back then. You didn't have a salary cap back then.
And the money was an extra.
Well, sure. Sure. Yeah, that's it. Wait, all right. Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it. I got you. I got to run. Let's get to Bill in Arlington next up. What up, Bill? How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, I think it's wonderful that this journeyman had a terrific day and a higher, you know, a high rating and everything else.
Oh, Antonio Hamilton, yeah.
How much more interesting would that have been when we were 3-1 and looking for a big win to not end up in a 9-game skid? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. How did we not find this, you know, son of Daryl Green somewhere between the time, you know, when we were doing fine and when we're running 3-10?
Yeah, it's a great question. Now, he's been in their building since, I don't remember exactly what date, but I believe it was early to mid-October, so they were still very much alive. They were at worst 3-3 when they signed him to the practice squad. They may have been still 3-2. I'll have to check the exact date, but he's been with them since early to mid-October, just not on the active roster until a couple of weeks ago, and more looked upon as, you know, a veteran depth corner and special teamer. Now, listen, I think we should I think we should point out, and I tried to earlier, right? Great game, but helps when you're going against the Giants and a rookie quarterback, as opposed to Jalen Hurts, even though he's inconsistent, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I mean, we'll see what happens this Saturday. We'll see even what happens on Christmas Day, right? But for one game in one matchup when he was asked to start at 32 years old, he did a great, great job. So you celebrate that and say, all right, well, maybe we've got a valuable piece here, as opposed to solving the problem or a star or a stud or anything like that. That's unlikely, but maybe we've got a valuable piece moving forward.
Totally agree with you. And if it doesn't work out and he makes his bark and gets a highlight film and gets a decent contract someplace else out of it, more power to him.
Yes.
I think that's great. It's just that it's a real shame that it happens at this situation. And to your point, where a win is almost as damaging as a loss.
Yeah.
And like the radio conversation that I totally agree with you, there's no point in talking about it, but the conversation we should be having is, did we apparently have some talent in the building that could rise to the occasion, whether it's for one game or 10, right, that we just haven't given opportunities to because we were doing the same thing
Bill,
over
I think
and
it's
over
a great question.
Different results.
I think it's a great question that you raise. And the answer is, they probably had to see something that they didn't love, that they didn't like enough to fast-track him. Is how I would answer that. Because with as bad as their corner play was, even before all the injuries to Amos and Lattimore, like, you would think, again, not know, I wouldn't know, I would think that if they really saw Antonio Hamilton as being a difference maker, that they would have given him a shot earlier. Now, maybe they just missed it, and that can happen. That does happen.
See,
it happens.
I look at it almost the other way, though. It's like what you were looking at on the field was so unbelievably terrible that you ought to be searching under rocks.
Again,
for something
fair
that
point.
Is a little bit better than
that. Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong on that at all. I totally get what you're saying. I would say this, sometimes coaching staffs, and I do believe at times this coaching staff has coached scared. This year. What I mean by that is, remember before Joe Witt was removed as the play caller, how they just simply refused to creatively blitz because they were afraid of getting beat over the top. Well, you were getting smoked over the top constantly. And when you weren't getting beat over the top, you were getting beat underneath by missing tackles and being in the wrong spot and colliding into each other. So, what took so long to wake up and try something radically different? What took so long? And the only thing I can and the only thing I can answer and be fair with is, you know what? Maybe they just, for whatever reason, maybe they just were not trustworthy of a guy like Antonio Hamilton. Or maybe they just realize, well, if we play that guy and bench this guy, we might destroy this guy that we benched. We might destroy him mentally, and we're trying to get him to fight through it. And I do understand that to some degree. I do. But to your point, right, my goodness, let's go. Let's try anything that moves. Let's try anything that works. To your point.
Yeah, I think it's easy, and I'll stop taking up your time, but I think it's easy also in the course of a season to look at it from a game-to-game perspective, right? Mm-hmm. And so, okay, we were close, we saw some improvement, let's give it another week and see what happens. The problem is the fan base is looking at it kind of in aggregate, right? The fan base is going, you sat around for 9 games without changing anything meaningfully. And you know, maybe there were tweaks here and there, but maybe from a coaching perspective, they thought they were making adjustments. It just doesn't read that way. And, you know, when you batch it up and look at 9 or 10 losses in a row, the fan base goes, "What? You know, who was asleep at the switch?" Maybe that's not accurate.
It's a great point. Excellent call. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let you run on that. Happy holidays. We got to take a timeout. 16 minutes after the hour, final hour of power. We got to get to the Eagles' runaway win over the Raiders because they're in next. And the Cowboys losing on Sunday Night Football and the rest of the NFL week to come right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Frankly, that's what makes it so fun. Shovel pass, already got a touchdown on this today, make it two. Dallas Goedert high stepping in.
All right, Dallas Goedert touchdown there from the Eagles blowout win of, well, the Las Vegas Raiders. Good Lord, are the Raiders awful. Think about it. The Commanders went to like 2-1 week 3 when they smoked the Eagles. And everybody was like, oh, there's last year's Commanders back again. And I know I sat here that day after and said, oh, the Raiders were screwed schedule-wise, and they were. What we didn't realize, just how big of a mess the Raiders are. And just how uncompetitive they've been. And what shocks me is defensively, my goodness. And yesterday, you just played the Goddard touchdown. He had two. They gave up the late one to A.J. Brown, even when, you know, presumably the Eagles are just trying to get through the game. 27-yarder. In between that, they gave up a short touchdown run to Saquon Barkley on a 70-play drive. Overall, the Eagles had 387 yards. On 66 offensive plays for an average of 5.9, they ran for 183, threw for 204, and were 10 of 13 on third down. 10 of 13. The Raiders averaged 1.8 yards per play. They only had it 42 plays. I guess firing Chip Kelly was the ultimate elixir, right? It's really changed a lot of things. It's really, you know, really like kind of reinvigorated them. Now, granted, Kenny Pickett sucks. 15 of 25, 64 yards. I got it. Geno Smith wasn't that much better. I mean, he was better, but he's not that much better. The Vegas Raiders had time of possession, 20 minutes and 35 seconds against the Eagles yesterday. And that was without Jalen Carter playing. Could you imagine how bad it would be if Jalen Carter would have played? And maybe not that much worse, but not any better. Right? And now the Eagles come in to Landover, looking to clinch the division and improve to 10-5 after snapping the three-game slide, because the Dallas Cowboys lost again last night, are 6-7-1 now. They lost at home to the Vikings, who somehow, some way, have scored over 30 points the last 2 weeks against NFC East opponents, 31-0 last Sunday against the Commanders. Much tighter last night, 34-26, but the game never really felt super close. I mean, Aubrey kicked a bunch of field goals, 37, 26, 41, 41. He kicked four of them. He also missed two of them. The Cowboys moved the football, but they bogged down. They bogged down all over the place. I suppose if Aubrey would have made both of those field goals, right? We're talking about 34-32. Maybe that would have changed some of the decision-making along the way. Don't know. But it's not like Dallas wasn't able to move the football. Hell, they racked up 423 yards against that Vikings defense. Yet, you want to talk about bad third down. The Cowboys were 2 of 12 on third down. The Vikings were 2 of 9 on third down. But 423 yards tells you a different story than an 8-point loss, unless you don't execute in the red zone. Unless you stumble and you find a way to beat yourself. And they had the fake field goal, right? Which led to the first Javonte Williams touchdown. So, I mean, if you think about it, right? They almost attempted 7 field goals. If you think about it. Again, if somehow, now, you know, the first one, obviously, they eventually scored the touchdown. So that's plus 4 points. So you can't say, well, if they would have kicked that and the two that Aubrey missed, they would have had 9 points. 9 points, they lost by 8, they would have won. Well, you can't do that because then you'd have to take an extra 4 points off the board from scoring the touchdown after the Aubrey fake. So they would still lose. The point being is, yes, the Vikings played, and J.J. McCarthy played better. And he made some great throws, and one even that Justin Jefferson dropped that should have been a touchdown. J.J. McCarthy's played better the last 2 weeks. There is no doubt about that. You can see him getting a little experience, getting a little oil running through the engine, getting a little more confident, all of that. I mean, it's still not great, great. He still makes plenty of mistakes. He still had an early interception on, you know, one of those little screen routes underneath. Not good. But you can see his confidence starting to develop a little bit. You can see some of that gunslinger mentality. That being said, how about the Vikings going in to Dallas on Sunday night, not playing their best game defensively by any stretch. By any stretch. And winning by 8 in Dallas with the Cowboys at 6-6-1 needing a win. Right? Because after last week's loss in Detroit, and they had a couple of extra days to prepare, 6-6-1, the Cowboys were virtually eliminated. And now at 6-7-1, obviously the Cowboys, if they win out the rest of the way and the Eagles lose their final three games, they can still get in as champions of the NFC East, but that's at 9-7-1, right? And the Eagles, again, right now, after their 31-0 win, would be, if they lose out, 9-8. So Dallas, that's the way Dallas would get in. Philadelphia's got to lose all three. Dallas has got to win all three. Again, not impossible. So Dallas still has a chance. But it's like less than a 5% chance. And the Commanders will factor into that over the next couple of weeks. And maybe the Commanders will play a little bit more carefree football without being carefree. They can't be a sloppy penalty and turnover-wise against the Eagles and even the Cowboys, certainly against the Eagles, as they were yesterday and get away with it. The only reason why they got away with it yesterday is because the Giants absolutely suck. Have I said that enough on the show today, AMAC? Your Giants absolutely suck?
I think you should say it more.
The Giants absolutely suck.
Don't stop there.
The Commanders winning that game, not impressive at all, because the Giants absolutely suck. Did I mention that?
I don't think so.
Take a timeout right here on the Team 980. We'll do the trending alert. We'll get to a spin around the rest of the NFL and dum-dum of the day before we say goodbye right here on a Monday. Good to have you with us. All right, so knee injuries, the big story around the NFL. First, we learned today that Patrick Mahomes did avoid other major damage to the other ligaments, just a season-ending torn ACL in his left knee, Andy Reid shared with the media. He is getting a second opinion from the Cowboys head team physician and expected to have surgery later on this week. But I suppose a little bit of good news, Chiefs eliminated for the first time in 11 years. Not good news for Micah Parsons. He did indeed tear his ACL. He's done for the rest of the year. We don't know about any other damage just yet. Meanwhile, Teddy Buchanan, the outstanding rookie linebacker for the Baltimore Ravens, he also tore an ACL. He is done for the year. The Jets firing first-year defensive coordinator for them, Steve Wilks, after a blowout loss to the Jaguars. Somehow they allowed Trevor Lawrence to rack up 6 touchdowns. That's right, 6 touchdowns. Tonight, Monday Night Football here on the Team 980. It is the Miami Dolphins at 6-7 in the snow and ice and cold in Pittsburgh against the 7-6 Steelers. You can hear it starting at 7 with extensive pregame coverage following Linnell on the Team 980. And from college football, both Nebraska quarterback Dominic is his brother. Dylan Raiola and Florida quarterback DJ Lagway are both entering the transfer portal, and both are expected to find new homes elsewhere in college football. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we have big breaking news on the Commanders just in. It just never ends. It just never ends. I'll give it to you in a sec. But first, the where is it here? This portion of the show is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP value menu where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. All right, so here it is. Just pulling it up now just to verify and make sure. The Commanders, according to Ian Rappaport, have decided to shut down Jaden Daniels for the rest of the regular season. He was reevaluated today, according to Rap Sheet, and not yet cleared. He was expected to be medically ruled out versus the Eagles. Then a short week against the Cowboys because the NFL is stupid. So the final decision was made today to shut him down for the rest of the year. But I thought he had no setbacks. Like, I don't know, man. It's just weird. The things that they say, sometimes the things that they do. Like, oh, no, he could have gone back in. That was my decision to keep him out. Oh, no, we're going to rule him out before the practice week even begins, and then we're going to practice him last Wednesday. Oh, well, he's not cleared for contact, so medically that's why. But we were going to put him back in, or we could have put him back in against the Vikings, but we decided not to. Now, listen, I understand. On game day, a diagnosis could be slightly different than on Wednesday from the standpoint of soreness, range of motion, swelling, what have you. All the things we talked about last week could be different with 2.5 days of basically sitting around. But I don't know. It just seems weird. Like, if he's shut down, if he's not medically cleared, if you've already decided that Marcus Mariota is going to start against the Giants, why is Jaden Daniels out there at practice? Couldn't theoretically he fall, slip, and come down on his elbow? Couldn't he theoretically do that? Now, he can't be tackled. He can't be hit, or at least certainly not supposed to. I don't know, man. It's just something that doesn't feel right about this. For all of you, for all of you people that sit here and go, well, he didn't need to play. He's fine. He just needs to be put in bubble wrap. You got your wish. Congratulations. I hope you're happy. Now, we should also be grown enough and adult enough to understand that he wasn't cleared medically could be a logical explanation to the rest of the free world for we decided internally to shut him down. And whether that's coming from the big boss or the medium plus size boss, Adam Peters, or from the coaching staff, that I don't know. Right? So they can tell you he wasn't cleared medically. You know what they don't allow us to do? Examine that diagnosis, the paperwork, the medical opinion. They don't allow us to talk to Dr. Annunziata. They don't. They don't allow us to talk to the trainers. They don't allow us to see proof. So because of that, we're left to wonder and speculate. Now, there are plenty of people out there that are going to say, well, there's nothing to see here. They didn't medically clear him. But we don't always know if that is 100% the reality. But many will go, there's nothing to see here. They just ruled him out medically. He wasn't cleared medically. And maybe that's the most logical explanation. And maybe there's absolutely nothing nefarious. But it just is weird that they were going to possibly put him back in last Sunday. And Dan Quinn said because the game was out of hand, it was his decision not to. And then by Wednesday morning, they ruled him out for the week instead of waiting to see if he could get medically cleared on Friday. But yet he was out at practice. And again, I understand there's something to be said at the quarterback position for the quarterback, the starting quarterback, to get the number one. But Marcus Mariota could have gotten those reps. And Jaden Daniels could have been limited. But why'd you rule him out on Wednesday morning and not Friday? There was no rule that said you had to rule him out or that Marcus Mariota couldn't get the number one reps. It was almost like it was a predetermined position or stance. And yet Dan Quinn made it very apparent that this decision was for this week, meaning the Giants game. And then again, he has a reevaluation today, apparently, and he's not medically cleared. And we're already saying not only is he out this Saturday, but he's also out Christmas Day and the week after that. Does that make sense? That's what I'm kind of questioning here. Not that he is medically fine. I don't doubt that. That there's swelling or soreness or stiffness or lack of range of motion. I don't doubt that. What I'm having trouble with is ruling him out so early, so over-aggressively. That's what I'm struggling with. Is that irresponsible of me? AMAC, do you think that's irresponsible of me? Be honest.
No, I think that, you know, it is a bit weird. You know, I think that the timing of it all is something. We talked about before he got re-injured during the Minnesota game, how important it is for in-game reps. And I believe Cliff even came out and said the same thing, like in-game reps, there's no substitution for it. So to your point, it seems like and again, this is all in the perspective of he had broken ribs last year and we didn't know anything about it until he did an interview for a video game. So I think that there is like a healthy skepticism that fans should have or fans will have surrounding this is like, are we being told everything? Is there something more serious going on with this elbow that we're not necessarily being told? Or are they certainly worried about Jaden and not really letting on how much they are worried about the quarterback?
So you think they could be nefarious is probably not a good word, but you think they could be holding back on something, hiding something?
I don't think that they are, but I wouldn't put it past fans to have that perspective because of historically what this team has done.
Well, fans should have this perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, fans are going to be mad at me and anyone else that shrouds some doubt on this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the right word. That has some hesitation, reservation, some doubt in this situation. Fans are going to be mad about that because they're like, well, it's the franchise. You got to take care of the franchise. My point is not that he's injured, not that they haven't medically cleared him. Why do we have to rule him out for 3 weeks? Why did we have to rule him out last Wednesday? Again, totally fine with Marcus Mariota getting the number one reps, and then on Friday them saying, you know what, Jaden Daniels still not good to practice. Marcus gotten the number one reps. It doesn't make any sense for him to play. Boom, done. From a competitive standpoint, you lose that edge. And just from a common sense standpoint, I'm not understanding why there is such a need to be so declarative and to be so out in front. What am I missing? What am I missing? Come back and clean this up. Dumb Dumb of the Day as well. Next on the Team 980. Stay with us. All right, before we wrap up on Jaden Daniels, because I have a couple of new things to add to the mix, we tell you about this. And it's a tragic Dumb Dumb of the Day today, and it has something to do with the city that we broadcast from, Washington, D.C. A D.C. man is in jail in Florida after his toddler daughter, a 20-month-old girl, drowned in a hot tub in his arms while on vacation and staying at an Airbnb. Now, that is very, 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 very sad, obviously. Osceola County Sheriff's Office police responded just after 3:30 a.m. Saturday morning to a home in Kissimmee to a report of an unresponsive child who apparently drowned. Paramedics rushed the 20-month-old girl to the hospital where she died an hour later. The probable cause affidavit says the 33-year-old father, Reynard Tyrone Huff, H-O-U-G-H, admitted he had been drinking and ingested, quote, two different types of unknown narcotics during the night. And sometime between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., he told detectives that he entered the master bedroom where he saw the girl's mother and an infant asleep. He noticed the toddler was awake and wanted to be with him, so he grabbed her and went outside to the backyard hot tub. He allegedly said he was holding his daughter in his arms. When he fell asleep for roughly 20 minutes, he woke up when he felt the girl's head drop. The suspect said he immediately knew something was wrong because she felt limp. He apparently ran inside to wake up the girl's mother, but didn't mention that they were in the hot tub and she may have drowned. The mother called cops, paramedics. They respond. She was foaming at the mouth, the little girl, unresponsive. He was not able to provide any reasonable explanation as to why he took his one-year-old child, a 20-month-year-old, who could not swim, into a hot tub at a depth of approximately 37 inches, which is just over 3 feet, at 3 o'clock in the morning when the weather was approximately 55 degrees Fahrenheit, while he was feeling like he was coming off the effects of alcohol and, of course, unknown drugs. He's facing charges of aggravated manslaughter of a child and child neglect with great bodily harm. I mean, listen, very, 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 very sad. I feel awful for, obviously, the baby, the toddler, and I guess the mother, right? Nobody should ever have to go through that. But something doesn't seem right here, and it seems like the cops are very suspicious, according to the affidavit and according to the police write-ups, about what actually happened here, because not much of it makes sense. And because of that, and because you got to be smarter than a box of rocks when it comes to kids and alcohol and drugs and hot tubs and all sorts of things in life, you got to be smarter than the average bear. And in this case, it led to a horrible, horrible tragedy. All right, so there's this before we get on out of here. Marcus Mariota is going to be the starting quarterback, presumably the rest of the way. And Dan Quinn did confirm the report that they leaked to Ian Rappaport that Jaden Daniels is not going to play again this year. However, they said the reason why they're not putting him on IR is because Jaden insisted on practicing. This is what Dan Quinn is telling reporters as we speak, that he insisted on playing or on practicing, not happy about not playing. And they're just being extra cautious because he hasn't been medically cleared. Again, we're not questioning that he hasn't been medically cleared. I mean, you could if you want to. But what we're questioning is why this has to be so aggressive, so out in advance. Marcus Mariota could take every snap. Nobody would know. You could limit, you could list Jaden Daniels as limited, limited, limited. And that's it. And then say on Friday, hey, he's not cleared. He's not going to play tomorrow. Fine. Why do we have to rule him out for Christmas Day and for the week after that? Why? Why? Unless you're deciding, quite simply, that this has been a disaster. We have no faith that he can stay healthy, even if he gets medically cleared. And it's not worth the risk. And that's their option. That's their choice. It's just not one that I understand. More on this tomorrow, including an update on Laramie Tunsil as well. I'm sure Linnell will talk about that. Coming up on Burgundy and Gold today, thanks to AMAC on the other side of the glass. AMAC, how are those Giants doing?
We had better days. Let's say that.
Go Commandos. Yeah. See you tomorrow at 1 on the Team 980. Linnell is next. B&G today. Adios.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Russo. Goodbye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.